Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to talk about the pack with Andy Herman of the Pack-A-Day podcast on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G provider of the Green Bay Packers on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It is the Mason Crosby Show, hour number two. Tommy Wirtz, Brandon Snide in for Mason Crosby and Mitch Thunder Nellis. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, our guy, Pack-A-Day Podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at Andy Herman NFL. A victim of Game 2 of the NLCS in person, Mr. Andy Herman. Good afternoon, Andy. Should we just rip the Band-Aid off? Like, you're never allowed to go to a playoff game ever again.
Hey, I was at their last... Well, I was at Game 2 last year when they won their only playoff game a year ago. I was at the Brandon Woodruff home run off of Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, they won that game, right?
Yes, they won that game. I was also at a devastating NLCS against the Cardinals where they lost that one, where I think Sean Markham pitched that, and that was a brutal, awful game. So I've had ups and downs in playoff games. I'll just put it that way.
I think Sean Markham is like one of two Brewers, or maybe the only Brewer, where his first career home run was a grand slam. I have that stat like in the back of my brain there for you. That was back in 2011 when every Brewer, Greinke, Gallardo, Markham, all hit homers. And I believe Chris Narvison, Randy Wolf, and Manny Parra were the only other three guys, six starting pitchers. That's me. That's just me. We're enough Brewers talk there. Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day Podcast, joining us here. And Andy, after week, what was it, six, just there with the Green Bay Packers taking on the Cincinnati Bengals, felt like there was a lot of mixed fandom on that, Andy, where it's a game that Green Bay pretty much controls the whole time. It felt like it was a lose-lose situation on being impressed with this Green Bay Packers team. If you cover a 14-point spread, yeah, it's the Bengals. They stink. You need to do that. If you don't cover it, it's, whoa, it's the Bengals. They stink. Why did you do that? Andy, your overall reactions to the game against the Bengals over the weekend?
I've been thinking about this a lot this week. So let me put it this way. I think the Brewers are actually a great transition into this. Sports has as much and probably more heartbreak and frustration than it does jubilation and triumph. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, the Brewers are a perfect example of this. So, we got to see a NLDS that was really exciting, a Game 5 that was really exciting. And then you immediately come back to reality with two extremely sobering losses to a Dodgers team that's just really freaking incredible. The Packers have two Super Bowl wins, but... Man, 2014, 4th and 26, Jerry fumbled, Terrell Owens, the divisional round punt situation. We can go on and on. I don't need to ruin everyone's day here by going through all of this, but we know all of the heartbreak that goes along with it. There is so much heartache and depression and frustration in sports for your favorite teams. I promise you, we don't need to do it in a 9-point victory. I promise you, we do not need to do it in a 9-point victory. I get we can look at this objectively and say, man, there's some things this team needs to work on. That's totally fine. there is a lot of constructive criticism that this team can take with this performance. We saw another Jordan Love decision that was probably not ideal in this game. We saw an offensive line that early on when Trey Hendrickson was still in the game, maybe did not perform up to the expectations that maybe we would like. Aaron Banks, a big free agent signing, still didn't look necessarily great in this game. Some trends continued. We saw a quick passing game that the defense struggled with. I think a lot of that is to do with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. I think some of that is maybe the cornerbacks haven't been quite as good these last couple weeks, and it's some cause for concern. And I think there's a couple other things that we could look at as well. On the flip side, penalties and self-inflicted wounds weren't as much of an issue. Yeah. Special teams, despite having a backup kicker, was much better this week. There are some positive takeaways that are trending in the right direction as well. So a lot to continue to work on. But as we have seen throughout this NFL season, the Giants just beat the Eagles. The Eagles have lost two in a row. The Bills just lost back-to-back games to the Falcons and to the Patriots. It is really difficult to win in the NFL, and every single game is going to come with challenges. Every single game, there's going to be something that the other team does well against you. And if our immediate gut reaction every single time is, oh, that's now a new problem, or this is going to be something that is going to cost the team the playoffs, It's just you're in a miserable, just sort of cycle of depression when it comes to that point. So yes, we can look at it and say they need to work on a couple things, but not apologizing for a 9-point victory in the NFL right now.
Yeah. And I think that's a fair point, right? A win's a win in the NFL. And it's a game that never really, like, Green Bay never gave the ball back to Cincinnati with a chance to tie or take the lead in this game. They had the phenomenal drive to start the third quarter from Cincinnati, in which they went like 18 plays, 10 minutes or whatever it was, and then it got to a one possession game. But every time Green Bay's offense able to answer, and I think that's in large part because of the quarterback play from Jordan Love, Andy, and through his five games now with Green Bay playing this year, I would argue that this is the best Jordan Love we have seen at the beginning point of any season for sure, and it's approaching the territory of first year, second half Jordan Love, in which he looks really in command, and he looks like he's making a lot of talented throws, NFL caliber throws. He misses that one to Luke Musgrave, Andy, but then immediately right after, he finds Matthew Golden on the sideline for a throw that we've seen two other quarterbacks before him in this uniform make, and really gives you something to reminisce about. Jordan Love's play through this time here, Andy, I feel like that should give you a lot of confidence for the future of this Green Bay Packers team in 2025, because we've never seen him off to this hot of a start, it feels like.
1,000,000%, 70.1% completion percentage, 1,259 yards, 8.6 yard average, 9 touchdowns, 2 picks, 110.9 quarterback rating, 8th highest completion percentage, 3rd highest yards per attempt, 9th best yards per game. Through 6 weeks, Jordan Love was 2nd in adjusted EPA per play, 4th in success rate, 5th in CPOE, completion percentage over expected for the non-nerds out there, 8th in air yards, 6th highest PFF grade, 2nd highest in big time throw percentage, 4th best NFL passer rating, 9th best in ESPN's QBR. On third downs this season, he has the most completions of 15 yards or more, 2nd best PFF grade, 9.4 yards per attempt, 51.5% completion percentage, best in the NFL, but he's a gunslinger, so we have to worry about all the interceptions. He has 2 interceptions in his last 12 regular season games. His 2.7% turnover-worthy play rate is better than Stafford, Goff, Daniel Jones, Lawrence, Purdy, Rodgers, Mayfield, Lamar, and is right on par with Patrick Mahomes. He is the only starting quarterback in football with a big-time throw rate over 6% and a turnover-worthy play rate under 3%. He is a really freaking good quarterback, and Green Bay is in very good hands with him right now.
Andy, on the other side for the Green Bay Packers, you talked about Jordan Love, and I would agree with you. I think he's been absolutely fantastic. I wish Matt LaFleur would put it in his hands a little bit more, but I do want to talk about the Packers defense for a second, if we can. Started off great, right? You held the Lions. They didn't score a touchdown until there was less than a minute left in that game, and did the same thing against the Commanders. Did well against Cleveland, and it kind of led up against the Dallas Cowboys, who were without CeeDee Lamb, who were missing two fifths of their starting offensive line. Only 2 takeaways this season, Andy. The tied for the second least amount throughout the NFL. I know yards per game and points per game, they're doing well. Is there any concern on what you're seeing with this Packers defense, with their inability to generate turnovers about a quarter now of the way through the season?
Yes and no. Yes, it's a concern because they have not done it at all. I mean, really 1 turnover on the season. The Xavier McKinney one it barely counts before halftime. That, quite frankly, would have been better if he batted it away. Yep. So really 1 in week 1 and none since. That is massively concerning. If you want to know why things haven't looked better, why they haven't been more dominant, or why they aren't 5-0. It's just turnover differential, turnover battle. Like, they're losing the turnover differential right now, and they're not forcing any turnovers. Like, if that changes, look the heck out. It's going to be a lot better situation for Green Bay. So in that regard, yeah, I'm concerned about it. I'm kind of excited about it. Like, this is a team that is going to force turnovers. They get a ton of pressure. They've got ball hawks, especially Xavier McKinney in the secondary. They've got playmakers. They're swiping and punching at the ball at a rate that, per Jeff Hafley, extremely exceeds what they were doing a season ago. And I have to believe, I really have to believe in the mindset of turnovers come in bunches, and sometimes there's good turnover luck and bad turnover luck. I think they've had some bad turnover luck so far. I think they're well overdue for turnovers. And I will sign up every single time if they go through their drought early in the season. And hopefully that means later in the year, December, January, maybe February, all of a sudden those turnovers start coming. I will be extremely happy to take that deal. So I think there's so much meat on the bone there. But to your point, if it doesn't happen, if this is just who they are and they can't force turnovers, it's a non-starter. You can't be a big-time playoff-winning team in this league without winning the turnover differential.
Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day Podcast, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Andy, the defense right now banged up Devontae Wyatt, trying to look to see if he can come back. Now some news on Lucas Van Ness. They're working out some guys at the edge-rushing position. Should we be a little concerned about some of these injuries on the front four, maybe specifically right now? Because, Andy, out of nowhere, the stat that annoys me the most is pressures. Like, I don't know, I just, pressures, I don't care about pressures anymore. I want sacks, I want tackles for loss, I want QB hits at least can maybe get me something. But pressures right now haven't been a problem and hasn't led to a lot of turnovers, as we were just discussing here. But Andy, if Lucas Van Ness is unable to go this week and Devontae Wyatt unable to go this week, is there raise for some concern on Arizona's going to be able to, you know, combat that a lot easier this week against Green Bay?
Yeah, per the beat guys at practice today, Zach Tom, LVN, Devontae Wyatt not practicing, and it seemed like Brandon McManus was not practicing either. Good news, Anthony Belton and Dontavian Wicks were back practicing, and Javon Bullard did not seem to have any issue either. So some good news there overall. I think this is one of those situations that right now you can get through this without having Devontae Wyatt and LVN. It's not ideal, but we saw Warren Brinson play some pretty good football. Wooden and Brooks were still up to the task this past week. And then at the edges, you still have Rashawn Gary and, of course, Micah Parsons. And Egbari's been pretty solid as a fill-in. You still got Baron Sorrell. I'm not concerned about the overall depth of the defensive line right now. And the good news also is we know that LVN and Wyatt are not long-term injuries. This is not something that's going to keep them out for 8 to 12 weeks or something like that, or certainly be season-ending. And there's even, it sounds like, a chance that Wyatt could be more available later this week, which would be amazing as well. So we'll keep an eye on it, but I think for me, these next few games are ones that they can get by without those players. But if they want to reach their peak, of course, they're going to need healthy LVN and, more specifically, a healthy Devontae Wyatt.
Andy, you mentioned the upcoming games. Arizona on the schedule for the Packers next. I don't know how you feel about this term. I'm going to use it. I'm going to take a stab at it with you. Is Sunday a trap game? And let me just lay out the land for you here. They're going to Arizona. Arizona's lost 4 in a row. We don't know if they're going to have Kyler Murray. They're 2-4 on the season. Their only wins are against the Saints and the Panthers, the Arizona Cardinals, that is. For the Packers, they had a win. I think we'll all agree a win is a win on Sunday against the Bengals. But on the other side of Arizona, you have an emotional matchup pending for the Green Bay Packers with the Pittsburgh Steelers going up against Aaron Rodgers. Is there any concerns going into this week for that matchup for the Packers out west against this Arizona Cardinals team, who Jonathan Gannon might be coaching for a job? Like, they might be playing for their season. It might be too late already at this point, but it feels like everything is kind of lining up against the Packers, you know, storyline outside of the lines as well, you know, painted lines as well as on the field. But is this a trap game in your mind for the Packers?
The first thing I'll say about the Steelers game is that's going to be an emotional game for fans, and I'm sure for Aaron Rodgers, and it's going to be a big-time game. Man, there's like 10 to 12 players maybe at most that were actually still on the team when Aaron Rodgers was here. This is the third year of Jordan Love at this point. You look at the defense, I think it's Keyshawn Nixon, who was in a backup role the year like Aaron was still here. Rashawn Gary, Devontae Wyatt was a rookie. Quay Walker was a rookie. I think that's it on defense. Those are your four defensive players.
Don't forget Matt LaFleur.
Matt too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, for the most part, these players are preparing like it's any other week. I'm not sure that they're super afraid of Aaron Rodgers, and that's, I'm sure it's going to be a big game the week of, but I don't think most of these players have been like, oh my God, like, we've got to get ready for Pittsburgh right now. We got to get ready for Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that's going to be the case. And I think for a team that is 1-1-1 in their last three games and wasn't maybe the most impressive a week ago, I think all eyes are on Arizona. And despite Arizona, and Matt LaFleur brought this up today, losing their last four games, I mean, every single one of these games for Arizona has been like a 1-2-3 point game, and they've been right into it and had really some heartbreaking losses as well. I give Arizona a lot of credit. That loss to the Tennessee Titans was as devastating of a loss as you can possibly have in the NFL. I thought there was a good chance they were just going to fold that next week against Arizona, and plus didn't have Kyler Murray in that game. Marvin Harrison Jr. goes out early with a concussion, and they still battle Arizona all throughout that. But now they've had four back-to-back-to-back-to-back really tough losses. They've got a bye looking ahead. If there's any team looking ahead right on this game, I actually think it's Arizona being like, man, we need this bye week, and we've just had four straight losses, and like, we just need the time off, and they're maybe looking ahead to it more than maybe Green Bay is looking ahead to Packers Steelers.
To your point, four losses for Arizona combined 9 points in those four losses. So that's an excellent point, Andy. That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Andy Herman, Packaday Podcast, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Make sure you follow him at Andy Herman NFL. Matt LaFleur is my next question here, Andy. Maybe I could end it with just that right there, but I will say that there are some numbers that we read off earlier in the show today that look really impressive towards Green Bay. They're the only team that have ever held a 10-point double-digit lead or more in all five of their games this year. They have not had a 10-point deficit or a double-digit deficit in the NFL at any point this season. But yet, they are 3-1-1, Andy. And I think that a lot of this criticism coming towards Matt LaFleur, it all is going to come back to the Browns loss, right? The Browns loss, if they win that game and they are 4-0-1, I think that there is a lot less criticism heading towards Matt LaFleur's way. But Andy, they only have one win, and that was week one against the Detroit Lions, in which they won by more than double digits in that game. Is that a reflection of Matt LaFleur, like, or this Packers team? Where else do you point on the lack of maybe a knockout punch or a separator in every game that could really give fans and other national media outlets some more confidence in Green Bay?
Yeah, I think there's a piece of that that's there for sure. And I think Matt can be better. I think he'd probably be the first person to say it. And I think there's some late decisions that certainly have not gone well. I think the time management at the end of the Dallas game is probably the most damning thing of anything that's happened so far this season. I think the really interesting thing to me, and this is why I know we're all caught up in wins and losses and where the team is at. Let's say they make the field goal against Cleveland, right? And they just win that game. And maybe they don't have the 2-point conversion block against the Cowboys, and Green Bay sitting at 5-0. This team's no different.
Right.
Whether you think they are, they would have been a 5-0 team if not for probably two dumb special teams plays. And they're the same team on offense, defense, and special teams that they are, regardless of those two plays. Maybe special teams, you can make a small argument, but you get my point. I'm always looking for where are the issues that could potentially really hurt them and haunt them in January and February, or hopefully February, but January specifically right now. And are they correcting those things, and are they getting better? I still think there's four things for this team. We talked about turnovers. They need to get better at that. The offensive line needs to be better in totality, run blocking and pass protection. I think some of the quick passing game defense has to be better. And then special teams has to be better too. And again, this past week, I thought we saw some signs from special teams. We saw a little bit of sign in the second half from the offensive line. But regardless of what their record is and how some of that stuff ebbs and flows, those are the four things to me that need to continue to show consistent signs of improvement if this team actually wants to get where they want to go. And there's other things like Matt, some of the play calling decisions, things like that need to get better. But it's not one of my four sort of real reasons for concern at the moment.
Andy, I got three guys here that I'm going to name off, all on the offensive side: Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, Marshawn Lloyd. They are all guys that were, you know, going to be a part of the plan at some point in 2025. With Christian Watson, you knew he was going to miss at least four games, and no one was surprised he didn't play in the Bengals game after being activated off PUP. But the run game hasn't really been the run game, and it was last week, and Josh Jacobs still no shortage of great game, you know, 150 total all-purpose yards in that one because of his 50 rushing yard or 50 receiving yards as well in the game too. It was his highest rushing yard total. Still hasn't gotten to that 100 mark yet. Marshawn Lloyd, they don't want to use Emmanuel Wilson or Chris Brooks. It's already pretty much established that whatever Emmanuel Wilson does, it doesn't matter. Chris Brooks is going to come in and pass block on a couple of times. Is Marshawn Lloyd a guy that could help out this run game, or is it way more beneficial to just say, hey, the run game is going to be what the run game is already all year, and when Christian Watson and Jaden Reed get back in this thing, they can...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can really open up that pass game.
Yeah, I think all three have the ability to help. I think all three are playmakers, and they can all just add different flavors of weapons within this offense. I think Christian's ability, not only as a blocker on the outside, but just to bring defenders with him and keep everything, keep those safeties maybe a couple steps back, is going to open up some of the run game and some of the intermediate passing game as well. And then I think Marshawn Lloyd just has a different step, a different juice, a different beat to him. And I think anytime you can have a little bit of, this isn't exactly a thunder and lightning, but two, again, different sort of pacing running backs, I think that helps you as well. I'm excited about all three, but we need to see what the return from injury Christian Watson looks like. We need to see what a return from injury Jaden Reed looks like. And we need to see what Marshawn Lloyd can do, whether he's healthy, a little bit banged up, whatever. We just haven't seen him on the field enough to have any real feel for it, even though in training camp and in practices, he's looked amazing. I just think we need to get a better feel for what that looks like. And we're already having the conversations. Jason Wilde asked Adam Stenovich about targets last week. And then is Matthew Golden getting enough targets? Matt LaFleur got asked about it. And then I think Ryan Wood, wrote something about Tucker Kraft's not getting enough targets. It's like, and then if any of those did and Josh Jacobs gets less, it's like, well, why isn't Josh Jacobs getting his 20 plus touches a game? And now you got Jaden Reed and Watson coming back and maybe Lloyd coming back. It's just going to get more and more complex. And there's going to be all of these questions every single week of why didn't X player touch the ball more?
He kind of got a little sassy when asked on like, why aren't you feeding the ball to Matthew Golden a little more, right? It's like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Don't talk about it. Right. So
it's the Nick Saban, I'm not going to, so quit asking meme is exactly what it was.
That is Matt LaFleur. Comparing him and Nick Saban in the same sentence, I think would make a lot of people happy.
Hall of Fame coaches,
you
both, clearly.
Everyone just turned us off after that, though, Andy. So I appreciate that. Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day Podcast. What do you got in the works here? What do you got coming up? What do people need to know about Pack-A-Day Podcast, my man?
Yeah, Pack-A-Day Podcast 365, two great conversations today. Mike Wall is already up. One with Paul Bredel will be coming up here in about 35 minutes or so. We'll get grades up later this week and more awesome conversations. Justice Mosqueda coming up tomorrow, so make sure to check those out.
Yeah, Justice Mosqueda. I just was reading his acne packing on some of the workout guys. If they bring in anyone, it's going to be Jeremiah Moon, right? Like the highest RAS score. That's all I had to look at. I didn't even know if there's anything else.
Jackie's brother, actually.
Yeah. Only if you want it, Matt. If you want it. All right, Andy. Have a great rest of your day, my man. Good to catch up with you. We'll talk again next week.
Can't wait. Thanks so much, guys.
There he is. Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day Podcast, joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We're going to get into some ethics on the other side. This, I have tricked Mason Crosby and Mitch Nellis into loving to talk about these topics every single week at some point on the show, because really it comes from me. I enjoy this, I think, more than they did. And then I see the fire that comes out of them when we discuss it. But could we be entering another new era of college football? You might be wondering how. It's already just changed. It's evolving that quick. And I got a topic here on the other side I think you might want to hear about and hear Brandon Snide's opinion. He doesn't get enough opinions on this topic either. It is the Mason Crosby Show. We are presented by Verizon, the official 5G network, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.